So I see these DMs, but unfortunately, I'm not shocked because one thing that I didn't tell you guys on the show that me and Lily kept a secret is that is not the first time he cheated on me.
Wait, I didn't even like realize that this hasn't been...
Back to Jen and Toxic. Hey.
I'm ready to talk some shit today.
Guys, my heart is heavy. My head is heavier.
Ew.
I
hated that.
Horrible way to start the show.
Literally disgusting.
Yeah. First of all, it's like
heavy
10 p.m.
Heavy heart.
That it makes it actually sound like I'm going to so be like weird. Someone died or something.
No, absolutely not. We're talking shit about a straight man at the end of the day. Like, yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah, but it's fucking 10 p.m. on a Tuesday. We were supposed to start recording hours ago, but...
At 6 p.m.
But we have my maintenance guy over building my bar cabinet. It took way longer than expected, but...
I told him my life story. Yeah. He knows everything.
I texted Lily before she showed up at the apartment. I was like, when you get here, maintenance is still here, but he's girly pop. So don't worry.
I was like, okay, like, what? He's a nice guy. I walk in. He's like, what's up?
Like, what's going on? And then he's tuned in.
Yeah, I start talking to Christina. He's like, you guys are the best gossipers of all time. I was like, that's what we do.
Literally, we talk shit for a living. So, yeah, it was so funny.
Just immediately going in, I'm like, oh my God, was that bitch there?
I know.
Immediately, like.
No, it was so funny. But yeah, so that's us. Now, here we are. But anyways... Let's get right into it.
We're jumping right in.
Toxic thing of the week.
Oh my God. We
I don't
didn't
think
even
we've ever
do that.
Said it at the same time.
Exciting. Okay, well, I'll start because Christina's just going to be psychotic in today's episode. So I'm just going to get my little shebang out of the way.
While Lily shares hers, I will be
like
mentally
meditating.
Preparing.
Literally meditating. Like floating, levitating.
Like, it is the new moon in Aquarius tonight as we record this.
Ew, throwing up. Okay, well, actually, it's kind of iconic because I have talked about this girl best friend figure in my life.
Y'all know about the girl best friend.
Work bae, okay?
The girl
I've
best friend.
Talked about it for a long... This is different than the group of girls that I refer to sometimes. This is the girl best friend. And Christina's obviously heard about this bitch for so long. Like, let's just be... I'm just going to be like so straight
I've
up
I've heard about her a lot.
Yeah, she's heard about her so much.
Never met her though.
So has my roommate, Ryan. Like, I just complain about her to them and... other people have, like, Ryan has another mutual friend that has a problem with this girl. So Ryan and you have heard all about this girl.
Yeah.
And finally, they had the honor of meeting her, meeting her in the flesh. And when I tell you, she was in just top form. Absolute. She put on a show. It's almost like I told her ahead of time, be the biggest bitch you can possibly be. And then just to make a point to my friends, like, just so they get it. Christina and Ryan were like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Like two minutes in.
Well, I was just.
I'll tell them what happened.
Yeah. But. I mean, just start telling what happened and then I'll chime in.
Okay.
I'll chime in. Like, give me 2 cents.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, I just like don't want her to hear that. Like, whatever. Like, but there's no way of telling the story without everyone there knowing exactly what I'm talking about. And honestly, I don't care. I was nice for a long time. Now I don't care. Basically, I had a birthday picnic for work bay and I planned it, whatever, like got a bunch of alcohol, pizza, and then Christina and one of work bay's friends were kind enough to get like a bunch of meat and cheese and make a cheese board. Like everyone kind of contributed in a way, like all of his closest friends. His best friend brought like an Aperol Spritz station. Yeah. And
fucked up a coochie board.
Big jeans. No, you guys fucked it up. It was so good.
Yeah. It was really good.
And my roommate Ryan brought like, you know, a bottle. Everyone like was really kind, contributed or like sent me money for stuff, whatever. So I made a group chat of his closest friends. I actually asked Work Bay. It was a surprise, but I kind of asked him. Who were like the essential people that you want there?
Yeah. If we were to do something for you, but we're not.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we were to.
Right, exactly. And he told me who it was. He did not mention this girl. Like, I'm just going to be real, okay? And like, they used to be very close, which is great, like whatever, but they have grown apart. It's an undeniable fact. They haven't hung out in like 8 months. Like, it's just a fact. They don't text. They don't talk. They don't hang out. So I didn't even think to invite her in the first place. And then he didn't want her there either, so I didn't invite her, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a very small thing. Like, I wasn't throwing him, like, a big party where I would have invited, like, everyone. It was, like, seven people. It was an intimate little picnic. Okay, so we get to the picnic. We're all set up. The vibes are good. We're girling. And then who shows up to the picnic? I don't know who invited her. I don't know how she got there. There she is, girl best friend. And the silence, literally the silence. When she pulled up.
I could tell when she pulled up, Lily was just like frozen.
I could not. Because in that moment, my first thought is, okay, she obviously knows that I put this whole thing together and that I did not invite her, which looks so bad. But he told me not to invite her. Like, it was so strange. I just immediately knew, like, that's what she was thinking.
Yeah.
I guess one of Workbay's friends, like, mentioned it to her. And she was like, she was probably like, oh, I'm going to come. I'm going to make a point and like come because I wasn't invited type of thing. I don't know. But she showed up, was so miserable and rude and didn't acknowledge my existence and, you know, per usual. But honestly, I kind of give it back to her now. Like I used to be way more like trying to make conversation with her. Yeah. But the past two times I've seen her, I've been, not only have I given nothing, I've been rude. Like there was a point where Christina goes, okay, Lily, stop. Like,
yeah. Like- I was just picking up on Lily's energy and I was like, Lily would like make like a comment under her breath, but it wasn't actually under her breath.
It was fully out loud.
I'd be like, Lily, like, cause like I'm trying to like look at the situation and just be like, let's all just hold hands and get along right now.
You see, that was the vibe for like, for months. Yeah. And now, like, Jeff said this about me recently. He goes, you know, you're really nice until you're not.
Yeah,
and
I was like,
that is very true. Like, once I'm at my wit's end with somebody, I really, really don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like, actually, to, like, a fault, probably. Like, yeah. I just, like, don't give a shit. So I used to be, like, so fake nice to her. And now I'm like, I can't even pretend to be nice. Like, yeah. I can't even say hello to her. I'm like, hi, like, why are you here? Like, you're so mean to me, but, like, it's fine. Like, whoop-de-doo. So, yeah, that's kind of my toxic thing of the week is that I was just as rude to her as she is to me.
Yeah, blindsided by the girl best friend.
And then you got to see exactly how she is with the boys. Like, so rude to the girls and then fucking sucking everyone's dick. Like,
God. I will say, she, like, shut up. I said hi, whatever. I have never met this girl before. At least
so
I don't
think that
she
would be like,
have.
Oh my God, like so nice to finally meet you guys. Yeah. What do you do for a living?
Yeah, she was.
Anything.
You could just, you know, we talk a lot about on this show being a girl's girl, and we're going to tap even more into that today, actually. Mm-hmm. But we talk so much about being a girl's girl, and from one girl's girl to the female population, you just feel it. In your,
tummy. You know a girl's girl.
Yeah, you know one and you know when one is not. And I just had that kind of weird feeling. And then I made a comment to Lily and I was like, yeah, this, I don't know. Like, I just, there's something off. Mm-hmm. Like, and then, yeah, like, I guess she was just like, yeah, just really sticking with the guys. And half of me was like, oh, well, she's like sticking with the guys because that's what she knows. But then also, like, I don't know.
It was
just
different energy than that.
I can't.
It wasn't like she small talked with us and then kind of stuck with her friends. There's no acknowledgement of the girl's existence. It's just like straight to the, it's a very strange.
Yeah, I don't know. It was definitely.
I feel bad for her. Like, I hope that one day she like grows and like can connect with women on a better level because like I used to be like that. Like when I was like a teenager, I guess. Like I was a little bit bitter and jealous.
Everybody went
of
through
women.
A little phase.
Everyone
and then
had internalized misogyny.
Right.
You have to grow. Like, girl, you gotta just like, I don't know, maybe listen to some Gin and Toxic. I'm not really
sure. Did you just hit the wall or did something just fall?
No, I am making all sorts of noises over here.
Oh, okay.
No, that's just me. But yeah, it was really funny, I have to say. Like, once she left, everyone was just like, yo, what the fuck? Because everyone was
even the guys admitted they were like, she seemed like she kind of had a stick up her ass tonight.
Well, and Workbay was kind of like bummed out because he was like, damn, like Lily, you and your friends planned this beautiful picnic for me. Everyone was so happy, showed up in a good mood. Like, how are you going to show up to someone's birthday? Just like grumpy.
Yeah.
And like, oh, we had another one of those another time recently. Like, just showing up to someone's birthday with the wrong energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the night to do it, mama. I don't care what happened to you that day. If it's somebody's birthday, get on your knees and worship them. Like,
exactly. Just like, play the part.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you just got to do tough shit and you just got to like, you know,
it's a birthday. Like, you can't, don't be selfish. Like, don't bring it down.
Yeah.
You know, like, we all had fun. It was fine. But it was actually kind of funny. It kind of made the night, to be honest. Like,
I know, but well, it was just, it felt very comforting to know when she left, everybody, not just the girls, but guys too.
I didn't say anything because I was like just gonna be mature, but like all the boys immediately were like, is she good? Like, yeah. What the fuck? And like one of them were like, did she say a single word? You guys were like,
no.
But honestly, I wasn't very polite to her either because I've tried like 1,000 times. So I'm at the point now where I'm like, what am I going to make small talk with you for?
Yeah, I mean, if you've tried and it's just failed, there just comes a point, like, you could try and like be the girl's girl that you are and be,
I would
very
always
inviting.
Compliment her and be like, what's going on? Like, oh my God, I love your outfit. And she would literally act like she didn't hear me or just be like, thanks, and go like back to talking to somebody. Like, it would make me feel like awful for it. So I was just like, yeah, I'm not like, doing
I'm not
going to
bother anymore.
It wasn't like we were making, it's not like she was a shy girl. She just didn't really want to be my friend. So that's fine.
Whatever.
But it was really funny that Ryan and Christina got
kind of
like
picked up on it right away. We were like,
Yeah, Ryan like looked at me and was like, oh my God. Like 10 minutes in, she was like, wait, this is like worse than I thought.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's special for sure.
Yeah, no. We actually, it's like kind of fucked up, but we had a little kiki in the girls' bathroom, remember?
Oh my God.
Where us three were like, like, what's going on?
And I'm like, you know, there's never like, I never hold a grudge. Like, if she had showed up that night and been super nice and like, happy birthday, David, and like gave all the girls a hug and chatted to us and asked about like our lives and whatever, like, I'm still open-minded where I would be like, oh wow, she's really like changed, or you know, maybe she just had like a problem with me that she got over. But it's like a very consistent, like, she's just always like that. So it's not like, you know, I haven't given her the benefit of the doubt or been like, oh, maybe she's having a bad day. Like, it's just kind of always like that. So I'm like, whatever. But I was hoping, like, you know, when she got there, I was like, oh, maybe she'll be in a good mood. And then as soon as she got there and I saw her energy, I was like, oh my God, did you just get like dumped or something 5 minutes
also
before?
I hate to fucking flip the narrative on like me or anything, but I just kind of want to put in perspective. I was going through some shit that day, and I still fucking pulled it together, made the charcuterie board.
Nobody
would have had
known.
A good time.
Nobody
like,
would have known
yeah,
you had
we
a bad
out
day
afterward. Like,
you didn't go home early. You literally like went out after. Yeah,
I was like, rally, baby, let's go.
Ryan wanted to go home like an hour into the picnic, and she rallied.
Yeah, so. And also, if you guys remember on my birthday, Workbay made these shirts for me and him, and it said I survived Christina's birthday, as if my birthday was something to survive this year, with like this really ridiculous photo of me on it. So for his birthday, I went to Uniqlo and I made a shirt that said I survived David's birthday with the photo of David wearing the I survived Christina's birthday shirt.
So this is gonna be a new tradition, I think.
It's just gonna like keep going until the photo gets so small.
Yeah,
it's and so it's funny. Just like mush.
That's so
like,
funny. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
That was epic. Okay, well that's my bit. Lucky news is she is moving abroad.
The good news.
Wow,
is that
I feel like I sound like such a bitch, but like, you guys, I literally tried so hard at this girl, so what can you do?
You tried and then she left the country.
So
what are you gonna do
what's the girl to do now? Can't be my
also
bestie now.
I posted a photo the night of David's birthday too, and y'all were starting to put in your predictions of who Big Jeans is.
Someone like messaged me and was like, babe, it's like not hard to figure it out.
No,
like,
I know.
David's last picture is like with
well, you know what, because the photo I posted had three men all wearing the same big jeans. So it's like, okay, which one is Christina most likely to fuck?
Well, honestly, it's very hard to like between them all.
Yeah,
they're
I feel
all
like
so random.
Yeah,
like,
they're all very different.
I will
vibes.
Say a hint is that Big Jeans is the OG Big Jeans. He created the Big Jeans.
No, don't say that.
I said it
because a girl, well, you could say it, whatever. But no, because a girl DM'd me and she said that. She goes, is Big Jeans the one that literally creates Big Jeans?
Yes, he is.
I was crying laughing. We took some very drunk, very cute photo booth photos that night of him like grabbing my tits and us just like making out. It was quite euphoric.
Christina comes out like from the photo booth, like puts it on the table like, at this bar that we're all sitting at, and me and David's other friend Damien, we look at each other and we're like, okay, that.
The photos are so cute, though. They literally...
They look like you've been dating for years.
That it looks like your parents, honeymoon. Like, in the 70s when they're, like, young and in love. Yeah. But, like, because of, like, the way that he looks and then the way the photo booth photos look. We just look like this, like, chaotic, like, couple. Which, by the way, I still don't know if he listened to the Jenna Toxic episode last week. I think he did. I'm not sure, though. But because a lot of people are picking up on the big jeans thing, he started picking up on it.
And she's like, I have a crush on him. It's so embarrassing. Like, so he literally listened to that. Like,
but listen, guys, I was on FaceTime with him yesterday, and Big Jeans has a message for all of you.
Because he's just like this regular guy, and you guys are like fucking DMing regular, him. Regular like,
yeah, no. He, yesterday,
the fame is getting to his head, you guys.
Right. Big Jeans said to all the GNT listeners, to the Toxics, he said, and I quote, don't worry about who I am, worry about who you are.
Period.
Ooh, so deep. Ooh. So yeah, there's a your message. We do like a weekly message from Big Jeans.
Yeah. Work Bay is like, don't worry about work bay. Find your own work bay.
Find your own work bay. Yeah. You gotta work for a work bay.
Yeah, you do, man. Yeah. I hustled out here.
Work it in order to get your own work bay. We should have like weekly messages. Yeah. Somebody DM'd us also and was like, get work bay on the podcast. I feel like it's time.
Oh, I put up like episode ideas. There's been like 7 that are like, and I did discuss it with him today.
What's his opinion?
With him and Ryan, I talked about it today. He was like, I don't know if I would go on by myself, but maybe I would go on if, like, Ryan was there, like, for, like, a drinking game.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, I don't know if I want to do a whole episode. Which I don't blame him.
What if we do a Work Bay Big Jeans crossover? Like, you're like, hey, I know we hung out 4 times. Do you want to come on my show and, like, expose all of your personal things?
No,
but, like, me and him, like, we just, I don't know. We're just, like, having fun and fucking around.
And me and him are good friends, so, like, it would...
He's coming over tomorrow night to cook me short rib pasta.
Okay, I also like short rib pasta.
So like, come over tomorrow night.
At 7. Like, he gets so mad if I can't. He would literally be like, you're cock blocking me. He's so blunt.
He's so funny. Oh, I don't know if he ever replied to my Instagram story. No, not my Instagram story. Sorry. Wow. Not giving me nothing when I made the hands joke. He said, laughing face, sure. But he was giving me everything last night and this morning.
Anytime anyone sends me a laughing face, I'm like,
fuck you.
More. I need more.
Yeah.
More. Tell me how funny I am.
Okay. Right. Talk anyways.
Oh, God. Yes.
The deep breath.
I'm not even, like, ready for this It's, like, past my bedtime, and I'm looking at this episode, and I'm literally having an internal panic attack.
Oh, no. I'm having an internal panic attack, too, because, all right. So,
you guys, her boyfriend was so bad. Where do we even begin?
So I'm like, oh
did
my
you
God.
Guys know that I
my
hated him?
Is, like, I already admit turning. It. I think so.
Oh, I made a joke and I was like,
you go. Did you guys know I hated him? Wait, did I admit that yet?
No, but I remember in an episode I was just like, oh yeah, you guys, I hated him the whole time.
I feel like you might have said it like in the breakup.
I don't think I've ever talked more shit about a human being than I did about this man. Me and Jeff on the daily just like, oh my fucking God, he breathed the wrong way. I fucking hate him. Like, oh my God. We were like, Christina's gonna rue the day. Like, oh my God, we were crazy.
Okay, Neville.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for.
But yeah, no, okay.
She will rue this day.
Okay, so basically, okay. My toxic thing of the week is that I found out last week after being broken up with my ex for the past 2 months.
She dumped him.
And I broke up with my ex 2 months ago.
I would like to clarify that.
I found out last week that he has been cheating on me basically the last 3 months of our relationship. I think honestly probably the whole relationship, but
this is the only information we know.
3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't say we're surprised.
Shocker.
But so the reason I need to share this story with you guys is and why we're doing the episode that we are today is because, take it as a warning from one girl. Listen, I've never dated, you know, I saying that somebody is like a narcissist or like a pathological liar is a big claim.
It is a big
claim. Unfortunately.
And it gets thrown around too casually. But
it does.
I'm going to tell you. No. In this case.
Obviously, we're no fucking doctors, but let me tell you, this guy's a narcissist. But anyways, so I posted about this on the GNC stores really briefly, and I was like, I'll get into it in the episode. And I'm kind of here to tell you guys about it because I felt a lot of emotions over the last like week. I can barely talk about it right now. I'm stumbling over my thoughts, thinking about what to say. Mm-hmm. But basically,
it's always like that on the show. Whenever something big happens and we're trying to, I always get so like weird. I get weird.
Because like,
I want to make sure I say it how I want to say it.
Yeah. I have like a pit in my stomach. And like, honestly, I could come on this show right now and I have so many things I could tell you guys. I could fucking slander this man like to no end and share very personal details. I decided I'm not really going to do that.
No huge point either because he's not like a public figure that anyone would.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get torn down for.
Yeah. But this is GNT and we talk about cheaters and liars and everything in between and things that affect us in our life. And I can very confidently say that this past week will go down as one of the more traumatizing weeks in my entire life, in my dating life, which is like very frightening to like be very self-aware that this is gonna fuck me up for the long run. So now getting into it, this all starts in last week's Gin and Toxic episode. At the very end of the episode, I turn to Lily and I make a comment and I go, oh my God, you know what's really weird is a friend of my ex, who's a girl, was stalking my Instagram stories. And I was like,
never
this
a coincidence,
girl,
mama.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, like so weird. Like my ex's friend, who's a girl, was like viewing all my Instagram stories. And I thought that she was viewing I've never met this girl before. I never met her in my life, just recognized the name. And I thought she was viewing my Instagram stories because either A, my ex was like talking a bunch of shit about me or something and she wanted to go check it out for herself, or B, my ex like didn't want to view my Instagram stories or something and wanted somebody to like view them on his behalf or mm-hmm. something to like see what was up. Mm-hmm. But I was like so confused because it was literally just videos of my dog. So That's why I was like, why is this girl viewing my stories? There's like nothing on here. Anyways, though. So yeah, so last week I made that comment being like, oh, like so weird. My ex's friend is like viewing all my stories. Weirdo. Like, you know, whatever. And fucking guys, I'm here to tell the tale. I was so horribly wrong about that.
Yeah.
Literally found out like 2 days after.
It's exactly what y'all think. You know?
Exactly like, what you think is coming. So, okay.
But worse.
So this starts about a week ago. You know, so we like post that episode, whatever. And then a week ago from today, actually, because we're recording this on Tuesday, it's last Tuesday, I get an Instagram DM from this like random girl who I didn't know. And she DMs me and it says something like, hey, I think while you were dating your boyfriend, he was trying to get with my best friend. And it had screenshots of my ex-boyfriend back in March flirting with this girl, asking her out for drinks, wanting to take her on a date, everything through the Instagram DMs. Me and him, not only were we happily together at the time, but we just got back from Europe together, mm-hmm. which was crazy. So mm-hmm. I see these DMs, but unfortunately, I'm not shocked because one thing that I didn't tell you guys on the show that me and Lily kept a secret is that is not the first time he cheated on me.
Wait, I didn't even like realize that this hasn't been, well, I did realize, but oh my God, wait, this is tea.
Yeah, he cheated on me a month into our relationship, basically. Mm-hmm. And if you guys remember, back in December, me and Lily were making some weird comments on the show that I was going through some stuff with my boyfriend. Yeah, newsflash, he's a cheater. But at the time, we were only a month into the relationship and I was so manipulated and like in love with this guy and whatever, and was manipulated to love this guy, honestly, that I was like, I'm gonna stay with him and I'm gonna give it a chance. Bad idea. Now we know that. I forgave myself for that. But anyways, so this
is also found that out the same way you found out this one.
Found it out the same way.
Let me tell you, this man didn't cheat on her and come to her the next day saying, I'm so sorry. Here's
oh,
the truth.
No.
Denied, lied the whole time. The girl reached out to her.
Yeah, the girl, by both of these, actually, both of these, like, things of how I found out he's cheating on me was literally by fate.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it was by fate. Because the girl that reached out to me the first time he cheated on me, she DM'd me on Twitter and told me everything. And she found my profile because she was following him on Twitter. And it was like, this person also follows Christina Harris. And the tweet that it displayed was a screenshot of messages that were funny between me and him. She saw his initials and was like, no.
And you can't be. If you text him, you could probably tell the way he texts.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So then she did the math and she was like, oh, fuck. And then she reached out to me. And then that was like a whole disaster. Anyways, so our relationship was kind of toxic until we broke up because I didn't fully trust him. I got over a lot of it, but I still didn't fully trust him. And I had an issue with the girls that he was following on Instagram. And he was just kind of being a little sketchy. And I don't know. I always knew, but like it was, I was in denial and whatever. So anyways, like I said, I get this DM from this girl. Hey, I think your boyfriend was like flirting with whatever. The messages are from March. I'm like not really thinking anything of it by this point because I just DM her back. I'm like livid, obviously, because I was like, great. I'm finding out now that he was fucking messaging other
girls,
flirting with them.
But you thought it was just messaging.
I thought it was just like a few messaging, him asking her on a date. I didn't even know if they actually went on a date. Like, yeah. I had no idea. But then I messaged her back and I was like, oh my God. Yep. We were dating during that time. But I broke up with him like 2 months ago. I always kind of knew he was like a, you know, a cheater and wasn't really loyal to me. I go, but who is your friend? Because I'm just wondering if it's one of the girls that I was worried about.
That I was
all
told
along.
Not to worry about.
Yes. And so she messages me back the next day and she goes, my friend, first she goes, you're going to be really pissed about this because when I message her, I go, oh, I broke up with him 2 months ago. She goes, well, you're going to be pissed about what I'm going to tell you. He said that he broke up with you in February because you cheated on him and he found out that you cheated on him through a pregnancy test that you left in your trash can.
Yeah.
And right, then, right. On which, to clear
just
that
completely
up.
He made up a story out of his asshole.
Well, like, here's the thing. He completely made it up.
Yeah, obviously.
However, there were two instances in our relationship where I took a pregnancy test and I left it in my trash can. I know he knows damn well, though, that it wasn't because of cheating. First time I took a pregnancy test was because we're gonna get very TMI on this show right now for like 2 seconds, but nothing's really TMI on the show now, is it?
No.
I've been on birth control since I was 16 years old, and I am 24 now. And despite being on birth control for all of those years, I still have
paranoia.
Still have paranoia. Well,
everyone does, I feel.
Yes. Well, but here's the thing. Despite being on birth control for almost 10 years, for 8 years, I have never in my life let a man bust his load inside of me.
And you shouldn't
either. And you shouldn't either. But I have had long-term relationships, short-term relationships, everything. I have never let a man do that to me. I decided while we were on vacation together in Europe that I was going to let him do it. I don't know why I chose the man I did. Once again, I'm trying to practice not being like, I don't know why I chose the guy I did. That was really stupid on my end because right now I'm really,
there's
I've done
no
enough
point.
Self-hate over
yeah,
this. Like, I
no
really
point.
Need to heal now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I did it at the time because I wanted to and because
It wasn't your third boyfriend that was like that. You had never dated a guy like that before. So
yeah,
it's not like you have
like
a pattern of this.
Yeah.
Cut yourself some slack.
Exactly. So I was like, I'm going to let him do it. So he does it in Europe. I immediately start freaking out after he does it because I've never had that experience before and it was weird and new and it was like it just made me like freak out. So when we got back from Europe, I took a pregnancy test just to make sure. I knew I wasn't really pregnant, but I took a pregnancy test. Comes back negative, obviously, throw it in the trash can. Few months later, in May, I go to Italy, whatever. I get home and this is going to sound wild. I actually don't even know if I told you this, but you definitely saw it on my social media or I think I might have texted you about it. I get back from Italy. Okay. And I get back from Italy and right before like I left for Italy, I'm pretty sure we had sex and like did it again. So I get back from Italy and this is going to sound crazy of me, guys, I'm not gonna lie, but I was cooking breakfast one day and I cracked an egg and a double yolk came out and I was like, oh my God, how cool. I posted on my Instagram story. I get a million DMs from people being like, that's a spiritual sign of pregnancy. And you know, I'm a very spiritual girl. So I saw those messages. I'm superstitious. Oh, I ran to the bathroom.
I do remember.
I took a pregnancy test. It came back negative. I threw it in the trash. Didn't really think anything of it. I didn't cheat on this fucking man. Okay. But I know he's only saying that to try and victimize himself and to try and piece his story together. He was always so vague so he could fuck with the details at a later time. So anyways.
I'm lip glossing.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Don't worry, I
feel like I need some lip gloss right now to like continue this shit.
I'll keep it out.
We'll keep it out just in case.
Pillow talk. You already know.
But anyways, okay. So she tells me that, whatever. And then she goes, also the girl is insert girl's name. And
girl you were told not to worry about.
And always. I go, I see her username and immediately it starts clicking because this is the same girl that was stalking my Instagram stories.
Yep.
And I was like, oh,
did you remember at that point when you brought her up to him?
No, I didn't. I didn't remember in that moment when I brought her up to him, like back in like the day, but I just like remembered that her username had. And like, yeah, I just knew she was brought up at some point and he was like, that's my friend's sister, like some shit. So anyway, so the friend, me and the friend start getting into it and I tell her, I go, you got to tell your friend to reach out to me or, you know, if she wants, tell her to shoot me a DM. You could give her my phone number. Like, let's do something about this. So the friend throws me and
let's girl about it.
Literally throws me and the girl that he cheated on me with in a group chat. And immediately we just start saying sorry to each other, which is so fucked up.
Because we're
like,
girls,
yeah, because I'm like, I am so sorry that he put you through this. She's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm so sorry that he put you through this. Yeah. Like, what the hell? And then we start doing the timeline research, okay? And basically she said to me that she wanted to reach out to me because she had been seeing him. She said they started going on dates in April and have pretty consistently gone on dates since then. But then it wasn't until the beginning of June when he started coming around to her apartment and like staying to her apartment. And that would make sense.
Yeah.
Because you guys know he lived with me, which I now know he was just literally only using me for a place to live, but he lived with me. So then I break up with him and immediately he goes running to this fucking girl. So that was that. So she starts breaking down the timeline for me that she was like, I always had this weird feeling, blah, 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 blah. I never felt like totally at ease around him. And then she goes, we went on a shit ton of dates in Williamsburg. And that is where I live. And she goes, he always seemed very nervous on the dates.
Yeah, he probably was never very present, which is a huge sign.
Yeah, because he was probably so fucking worried that I was going to like show up or some shit.
Yeah, or like one of your friends would walk by. I mean, exactly. Anything. You know so many people.
Like you're taking this girl on a date in my neighborhood.
Literally,
to
do
Sauce.
You know how many people I know that go to Sauce on the weekly?
Yeah,
like
me or any of my friends.
On Bedford Avenue, the fucking audacity, actually. Yeah. That's really fucking crazy.
No, and then he would like leave the date. He would literally leave the date and tell her that he was going to his friend's place. Meanwhile, he's coming back to me at the end of the night.
And walked in the apartment being like,
hey,
babe.
In the apartment. Hi, babe.
Just got home late from work.
Kiss. Yeah. Acted like he was just at work.
Multiple times a week.
Yeah, literally. And so, but she said they started going on dates consistently, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She goes, but then she was like, he told me that he had this ex and whatever, and that he broke up with you in February. The whole thing that I said to you guys, and I confirmed to her, I was like, that's absolutely not true. I broke up with him the day after my birthday.
In February, me and him were in Europe together, actually.
Yeah, that's what I said to her, actually. I think I was like, in February.
Actually, we were on a
two-week trip to Europe together. So
to Italy and Spain.
No, so she, though, was just like, she was just like, something was like off, whatever. And so she then starts kind of grilling him a little bit because he also lied about it.
Did you ever go through his phone, mama? Like,
what? No, because he was so, oh, we actually talked about this, me and her. He was crazy with his phone, would not let me in his phone, would not let me near his phone. If I like tried to like pick up his phone to like plug it in, like I could tell like he had like one eye open on me. Like,
damn.
Yeah, really weird.
No, you guys, you gotta go through their phone.
Yeah.
You gotta. I can save you all of this.
Yeah, or just date a loyal man.
Yeah. No, but if you're sus within the first month or two, dude, fuck it. Yeah,
it was just like,
it has to be done sometimes.
Yeah, but anyway, she started having all these like weird suspicions because he lied about a lot of things. And that is why I am saying he's a pathological liar, because I won't get into every single thing that he lied about. But just so it's on the record, he lied about our entire relationship, basically.
Yeah.
Like, he lied about who he was. This is what I told Lily I've been struggling the most with this past week, is that I don't know who I dated for that entire time.
I don't even know if we know his real last name, bro. Genuinely. It goes that deep. Like,
no, it goes
that deep.
It goes really it's scary, not just like deep.
Surface level lies.
Yeah, it goes deep to like the point that it just makes me uncomfortable, and I feel like I have a gray cloud over me this week because I just keep remembering moments. And I literally told Lily, I was like, he never loved me. I know he never loved me. He definitely didn't even care about me. No. Like, and he tried to say that, like, when I was kicking him out of my apartment, basically he's like, this isn't something that you do to someone you love. But it was a lot of projecting. Like, it was everything that he probably felt about himself. Mm-hmm. He was saying that I was doing.
Yeah.
Like, saying that I could never take fault for things and blah, 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 and all this, like, shit that didn't even make sense. But anyways, that's the hour breakup is not the point. Back to the main point. This girl started getting suspicious about him. And so she's just started kind of grilling him one night, just asking him some random questions like, who are your friends? I feel like you don't actually own the apartment that you do. He's been like, he lied to her and like said that he like owns this like Tribeca apartment that he pays like almost $7,000 for. And meanwhile, he's showing her fucking photos of his boss's apartment that
he's
his
sold.
Boss doesn't even have anymore. Like, and yeah. And also he was living with me the entire
Googleable
time.
Information. Like, what an idiot.
Yeah, no, literally. So.
So sketchy too. Like, he never owned an apartment. Oh my God, there's so many layers, you guys.
Yeah, there's, like I said, there's so many layers. And I did fully, like, a few days ago, if we recorded this episode a few days ago, I would have 100% sat down on here and just started spitballing every little thing at you guys. But fucking hell, this kid doesn't even deserve my energy and time for that, and I don't want to drain myself by going through every fucking little thing.
Mm-hmm.
But just trust me when I say that he has lied about literally like everything.
His whole life. I literally don't
whether
know who
he is. Whether he lied to me about it, or he lied to the other girl, or, you know, misconstrued a story, or blah, 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 it's all lies. So, like I said, she's having this weird feeling. She starts asking questions, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She told me that, like, she went to bed the other week with him and felt very uneasy and just something was off. She has very heightened intuition like I do. Mm. So in the morning, he goes to work and she starts digging. She goes, I gotta find out who the girlfriend was. Like, because she just kind of had the feeling.
Yeah.
She goes, Christina, stroke of luck. I found you in his following. I kind of figured it had to be you. He liked a bunch of your Instagram photos and then just stopped liking them recently. He also did mention.
Oh my God. That is the classic. Me and Ryan just figured something out through that. Like, he started liking her pictures at this point.
Yeah.
Like,
and
dude,
then stopped
girls
at
are
this point.
Amazing.
Also, he made a comment to her about how his ex was a podcaster, which was like, that's very like, you could find me right away. Like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know
no,
why
it's...
you would say that if you're trying to be so like discreet. Also, he made comments to her about how I was like much and how he like doesn't actually like influencers, and
that
he thought that the podcast
that
was really weird.
Too much.
Whatever. Yeah, that I was like too much, basically. Yeah. And to that I say he wasn't enough.
Yeah.
But anyways,
yeah,
she
Christina
started digging
too much. Like, yeah. Does so much.
So she started digging and she was looking at my Twitter. She found a few things on my She is fucking funny. She sends me screenshots of all the things she found on my Twitter. She goes, you posted this photo in May. His fucking hat is in it.
Yeah.
You posted this photo in April. In the background, you could see the Polaroid pictures that you guys had on your fridge. In this photo from, you know, this month, you could see him holding the High Noon cam.
Yeah.
Like, so she was piecing it together that he was with me during
the
this whole time.
Time.
And then she listened to the podcast and she was like, she's got to be talking about the guy. And so, and then she heard that, like, I broke up with him, whatever. And so she ended up giving him, like, 2 hours on the phone to come clean to her. She's like, I gave him, like, 2 hours on the phone to come clean to me. He said that he couldn't confirm nor deny that I was his ex. Okay. And he just wouldn't really come clean. So then she had her friend DM me because she was kind of afraid of the response she would get. She wasn't sure. But then once I responded to her friend knew that I was like a girl's girl and I like really wanted to help out. The friend was like, I think you should talk to her. And then that's when she told me everything. And so that is what I've been dealing with, because now me and this girl have been talking. We went out to drinks last week too. We met up at a bar that he took her on a date to. I go, let's meet up at midnights and go out for drinks. Yeah. She goes, great, sounds good. He did bring me there, though. I go, you know
once
what?
Once again.
No.
On the main strip of Williamsburg.
I go.
A bar that my friends go to all the time.
I literally said to her, I was like, no, we're not letting this happen. We are rewriting the fucking narrative. We're going to that bar and we're going to have a
you
good
time. You can't
let
men
time.
Ruin places for you.
No,
I always say
absolutely
that.
Not. And Midnight's is one of my favorite bars. Absolutely not. So whatever, we go and we're like kicking, and it's just wild because it's like as the week went on, we just started piecing more and more and more together. Like, for example.
Oh my God. The timestamp text is my personal favorite.
Yeah, so basically, this we actually found out literally today. Basically, we were like texting and putting pieces together of when I was in Italy and he was going on dates with her. And she's like, we went on a date on May 14th. And I go, that's the day I left for Italy. And I took a night flight. So literally, as soon as I left for Italy, he was on a date with her that night.
Of course, he was probably so excited for you to leave.
Yeah. To literally go on a date with her. And then I go, where did you guys go on that date? She goes, we went to Sost. Okay? I promise.
Oh, my God.
She goes, we went to Sost. I go, wait a minute. I go back in my text messages with this dude. Keep in mind, this date that he took her on to Sost on May 14th, okay? I have a text message from him on May 27th. There's this bar called Sost in Williamsburg. My friend, so-and-so, insert random guy's name, said that it's really good. Like, we should go sometime.
Psychopath behavior. That literally scares me. This is where people literally scare me.
And then it gets scarier.
That is really, really,
yeah,
absolutely
gets scarier insane. Because then we're this like, because we're looking at like timestamps and everything.
Oh my God.
And I look at my messages from, you know, the 14th when he took her on that date, whatever. This is, by the way, this is just one of many dates. Like, we don't even know, like, there's been so many days in between.
Yeah.
Like, where they've gone out.
Right, right.
This is just one of them. But I look at the timestamps, and when I tell you this man literally texted me at 8:52, guys, this guy texted me at 8:52 p.m., have fun, safe flight, I love you, bunch of hearts. She sends me the screenshot that she arrived in her Uber on the date at 8:53 p.m. One minute. After he's texting me.
As he's texting
I love
her,
you, have a safe flight.
His date
blah,
is
blah,
pulling
blah.
Up.
And then, even after that, she sends me the screenshot. She left the date at 12:05 a.m. At 12:15 a.m., 10 minutes later, I get a text from him again because we're in different time zones, whatever. But I get a text from him again, fucking 10 minutes after she left the date, him being like, all right, babe, I'm going to sleep now. I'm sleepy. I love you. 10 minutes after he got off the date with her.
Yeah, that's like really scary psychopath behavior.
No, like scary. And like I said, guys, this shit goes like way deeper. But that's kind of what happened. So now over this past week, I have just, like I said, been dealing with this realization that I don't know who is in my bed for months on end. Like I don't know that man. And it's a very scary and uneasy, unsettling feeling to know that this guy who was sleeping next to me, who was coming home to me at night, all these things, who I had genuine love for. And Lily knows, all my friends fucking hated this guy. I tried to advocate for him so hard. He didn't give a fuck about me. He didn't care about me. He never loved me. I was used, like, really horribly. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a lot. I, like, cried my eyes out earlier to Lily. I was really mad the first few days, and then it turned into sadness because it just, like, turned into this, like, realization of things. And I don't know. I'm trying right now to work on, like, forgiving myself because, yeah, like, I know there were so many red flags and I dodged a lot of things, but also I was so manipulated at the same time to believe a different story, you know. But I've been really trying to work on, like, not calling myself stupid or naive or, like, anything, because
no, because the red flags you had never experienced before, so you didn't even really know that they were totally, like, yeah, to you were like, oh, he doesn't have any friends, but, like, he's new to the city and he's so busy, like, there was, yeah, always a reason for everything. But now looking back, it's like, oh, having no friends is a huge sign of narcissism, you know. We'll get into that later, yeah, in the episode, but, like, you didn't know those things, so that's why you,
yeah,
have to,
and also that. I never dated a narcissist before. Yeah. I've been in some, like, kind of toxic situations here and there, nothing of this level.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. And the thing that freaks me out the most is just, like, how a person is so capable of this and how somebody could have seriously no mercy, like, no remorse, yeah, no mercy. Like, yeah, I know he does. I would be shocked to get a text from him that I would, oh my God. If I got a text from him of him apologizing or saying that he feels any bit, like, sorry, like, I would be so fucking shocked, because he's incapable of it. He also, that was another thing, he never said sorry to me once in, like, our whole relationship, I swear to God. Like,
it was always deny defense,
like, whatever, like,
what can I do to make it up, but not I'm sorry for what I did.
Yeah. So anyways, I just keep telling my friends, the word that keeps going through my head is that I feel violated.
Yeah, violated.
I feel violated.
That's the word when I, like, was talking to Work Bay and my roommate about it today. Like, that's the word that they kept saying too. They were like, yeah, that is just violating. He invaded her home, her space, her sanctuary, this apartment that you've worked your fucking ass off for, like, yeah, since you were 11 years old. Like, this is your dream. He invaded it and just, like, violated it. Like, it's fucking actually nuts, you guys. And, like, we're gonna talk about narcissism after this, but, like, you know, we've all had cheating boyfriends and, like, this and that. This is, like, a different level. Like, you know, there's cheating and then there's just, like, violating somebody, and
yeah,
this is just a different, like, level than, you know, a guy having a one night stand with someone and coming to the next, yeah, day and be, no, feeling so bad. Like, cheating is always horrible, but cheating with no remorse, talking shit about you to other women, etc., all the things he did, like, it's just a different, yeah, level of,
and it's just like, I just have been, like, looking back, like, last night I started having a little bit of a panic attack and started crying in bed because I was, like, crawled up kind of in my bed, like, in a little, you know, cocoon on TikTok, and then this, like, feeling just came over of me of, like, remembering, like, the times I would lay in that bed and just feel, like, fucking horrible next to him, because, mm-hmm, he didn't, also our sex life completely fell off at the end of the relationship, and I had to, like, beg him to have sex with me.
Oh my
and
God.
I
which
tried,
as a woman, if you've gone through that,
yeah, and
that
I've,
makes
I've,
you feel like
literally
shit.
I had to, like, sit down on the couch with him, like, 3 times and, like, cry to him to be like, what is going on? And, yeah, he always had a fucking excuse, and, like, it just started, like, the whole relationship I just started feeling, like, so deeply insecure about myself. The feeling of your partner not wanting to touch you or be
horrible,
intimate with you, was eating me away.
Yeah.
And just, like, being in a bed with someone that I realized that they don't love me.
Oh, Tina.
I'm sorry. It's okay. I'm okay.
I cried one time on the podcast, so now we'll even it out.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah. I think when I got back together with Work Bay, I think.
Yeah. It's fine. I've just felt a lot of emotions over this past week, and it just has not been easy, and it's unlike anything I've ever gone through, and I do not wish this on anybody,
no,
any woman, any man, any, like, I just, on literally nobody. It's the worst feeling ever, and I fucking, I hope fucking karma puts itself on a fucking silver platter right in front of this motherfucker. Like, and I've never felt this passionately about that. Like, I have very good, like, connections with my exes. Like, yeah, I don't have bad blood with exes.
Mm-hmm. Neither of us do. We're not, like, those types of girls.
And
like,
honestly, I am so confident in the fact that if you were to go to any of my ex-boyfriends and ask them if I was ever the problem in the relationship, they would literally say no. They would be like, yeah. No. Like, no, you were actually a great girlfriend.
Yeah, every guy would say that about you.
You know? And it's just like, we always say on the show, like, I'm not crazy until you make me crazy. And when I say this guy drove me to fucking insanity and then to he find all these things out.
Drove you nuts
out,
and you didn't even go through his phone. Like, you're literally the least, like, girl that would do something like that. Like, it's just...
Exactly.
It's ironic, so. Really. Karma's gonna, but the thing is, karma's gonna serve in both ways. It's gonna serve to him to ruin his life. And then it's also gonna bring you your person eventually. It's gonna, you know, karma's gonna protect you from people like that in your life.
Yeah.
Because, like, you, that was just horrible.
Yeah, no. So I just, you know, that basically was my really emotional, sad, mad, angry, toxic thing of the week. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, but obviously because of all of that, it really inspired, you know, today's episode because I like, we knew this was going to take a long time. We were fucking 52 minutes in. Like, we knew this was going to take a long time to really go over. So that's why we were like, we should do an episode about signs of a toxic relationship and narcissism, because obviously I was, and not that I was totally oblivious to the signs at the time, but I didn't
You didn't
really,
think they were as deep as they
Yeah, I were. Didn't realize they were as deep as they were, and it did take me, I'm not going to lie, like, I went on that, my breakup with him did look sketchy, because I went away to Italy for 2 weeks, got home, broke up with him. It definitely looks like I did some shit, like, while I was there, like, it does, but the reality was that...
That's, like, oddly, like, not where my mind goes, though. Sometimes I'm like, oh, you traveled, and then you just, like, had some revelations.
Really?
And
I feel like I that's know. Where everybody's mind
Maybe
goes.
Maybe sometimes.
But, anyways, yeah, that's that, like, it didn't look the best, but literally, it took... me, like, I, like, always knew the red flags, but, like, ignored them, but it took me, like, really realizing it. I literally went on that vacation with my girlfriends, and from day one of the vacation, I just started to snap out of it, and I just started being like, oh my God, this guy is not my person. He's kind of terrible, and I need to get home, and I need to break up with him. Like, I just, like, was freaking out the whole trip, just being like, I don't even know, and I didn't even know it was at this deep of a level. And when I broke up with him, I couldn't even, like, I told him, like, that I broke up with him and stuff because I felt like we weren't really compatible anymore. I felt like we were more of roommates than we were, like, dating, and it was just, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And there were so many other reasons, like, for me to be able to go through every single reason why I was breaking up with him would have been impossible. But also at the same time, I knew that he was this manipulator.
Did we already say what he did on your birthday?
I don't think so.
Because that was like a kicker towards the end. Because obviously at that, like, point you didn't know any of this.
Yeah, just a little extra 2 cents. Like, kind of like the thing that, you know, just broke the camel's back.
Sprinkle on top.
He canceled on my birthday brunch. So I ended up going to brunch alone.
He didn't get her a gift. He didn't do anything on his birthday.
Yeah, didn't get
birthday.
Me a gift. And also
didn't
by
come
that,
to her dinner. Nothing.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
You
to
didn't
be totally
invite
honest,
him to it.
I did not invite him to my dinner.
But no, but even if you had, he would have came and been rude to everybody and not talked to any, like, he,
And then he of
he wouldn't have wanted to come.
He, of course, tried to flip it on me and be like, how weird do you think it was for me to go out that night and to tell people that I wasn't invited, that I wasn't with you on your birthday because I wasn't invited. Fucking cry me a river, dude. Like, but yeah, so the day after my birthday, I woke up and I just couldn't handle anymore. It just comes to a point where, you know, when you're dating somebody like that, you just, like, you just break.
And your birthday was kind of heavy this year because you were going through all that, which sucked. Yeah. It just sucks that, like, men fucking do this.
Yeah, like, and it also kind of sucked because I was like, okay, that was it, and that was the worst of it, and, like, that really sucked, but, like, it lasted, like, a week or something.
Yeah,
and then
you've been
I
so happy
much,
the past few weeks. Like, you've been good the past few weeks.
Totally checked out of the relationship. I was honestly checked out before it even started because I was just like, this is really shitty. So I got over it really quickly, and I've been thriving, and then this happened, and it really took me back, and that's why I told you guys, unfortunately, I think this is going to be the little bit of an issue with trusting men in the future for me. Mm-hmm. And just, like, I don't know. The one thing that the girl, I'd like, oh, let me say too, With this girl, obviously, fucking, I don't know if she wants her name on here yet, or not yet.
Yeah.
The girl that he cheated on me with, we are like besties now. She obviously had, awesome. Yeah, she obviously had no fucking clue that he had a girlfriend or any of this stuff. And then the second she put the pieces together, she reached out to me. So she is absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe we'll have her on the show eventually one day, but she's great. And she said to me the other day that, what did she say to me? It was a quote that was like, it was about love. It was like something about being love. And it like really hit me. You are love. Let's see if I can find it in my text messages.
Aww.
Yeah. She was like the reason, like, where is it? Like the reason something... I always tell my girls that you lose yourself in love because you are love, not because there's something inherently tied to you that men want to use.
Mm.
So she was like, you know, just, and that's one thing about myself too that I always tell people is that I will never apologize for loving someone. So despite all this shit happening with this guy, I did love him wholeheartedly the entire time. It's really unfortunate to find out that it wasn't the same. It didn't. He wasn't the same way. And yeah, really shitty feeling, but at the same time, I'm never gonna apologize for loving someone. You know, I'm not gonna be like, you know, no. I'm not gonna take back. I'm not gonna be like, God, I wish no. I never loved whatever, because I that's what I do.
That's
I love
who I am. No, Ryan always says about herself, and I always say the same fucking thing. I'm like, I don't care if a guy makes me look fucking stupid or if I look crazy. I'm staying true to myself. I'm loyal, and like, what he did is his fault. Like, yeah. How I reacted is what because of what he did. And yeah. Like, yeah, you'd have to stay true to yourself no matter how they treat you.
Yeah. So anyways, that was my very long toxic thing of the week. Yay.
Toxic now, thing of the week.
Yeah. Toxic thing right. of the week.
45 minutes.
It's fine. Shit happens. But yeah, so warning out there to all my girlies. Because like we said, this episode is going to be all about signs of a toxic relationship and also signs that you're dating a narcissist. So yeah, that's that. Also, I feel like we were going to do G&T.
I was just going to say we literally have to skip it.
Yeah, we're going to skip it. I mean, basically, we do quick for you guys. Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, rest in peace. Angus Cloud did pass away.
Dude, that hit me hard yesterday, you guys, or 2 days, whatever it was, when that news came out. Like, that like made me so sad.
Yeah, it hit a lot of people really hard.
He's just an amazing figure. He reminded people a lot of, like, Mac Miller's spirit, where, like, just came from nothing. Like, so sad, so young. I feel so sad for his family.
Yeah, so we'll skip over the other stuff they have written down, but yeah, rest in peace to him. Super sad. But yeah, let's just kind of get into signs of, we're gonna go over signs of a toxic relationship. Can you fix it? If you can't fix it, how to break out of it? And then also signs you're dating a narcissist and breaking up with a narcissist. And
dude, the signs of dating a narcissist are literally him.
I know, like, guys, I was doing research for the show. It was both you know, personal input for me and Lily of, like, signs that you're in a toxic relationship, signs that you're dating a narcissist, writing things down, but then actually Googling, doing, like, you know, pulling up articles from, like, clinical studies. I feel like the narcissistic
one is more specific than, like, a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And it's, like, sometimes people think, like we said earlier, people throw around that term so casually because they're, like, because he has this one trait, he's a narcissist, but you kind of have to have all the traits in order to really be a narcissist. And, oh my God, he's so special. He has all of them.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, too, because I wish I could have, like, hope for him. I do hope that this kid fucking heals himself.
I mean,
and that he could have true love in his life.
I wouldn't wish him to do this to anyone ever.
Yeah, exactly. So. I really do wish the best for him. But let's just get into signs of a toxic relationship. We're going to start, like we said, with the toxic relationship stuff. And then, you know, we'll go into kind of end it off with the narcissism stuff. We'll start small and go big. So, signs of a toxic relationship. You give more than you receive.
Ugh, the worst.
Yeah, that's like, there's got to be equal give and take in a relationship. If there's not, you don't have
an early sign of that can be like, who's the one making all the plans?
Yeah.
who's
making all the plans?
Going on your first few dates, like, who's picking out the restaurant and making the plans? It should be both of you.
100%.
But more him, if it's a hetero relationship. Straight man, he should be doing it.
100%. You feel insecure and undervalued. This was a big one for me, especially, like I said, in this relationship that I was just in. I had never felt more insecure in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like just horrible in myself. And I did feel totally undervalued. It's fucking no shocker now why I did.
Yeah.
Your needs aren't being met. That's a biggie, because obviously you want both of your needs to be met. And that kind of actually goes hand in hand with you give more than you receive. Because, you know, if one person's needs are being met but another person's isn't, it's just not good. You need to have balance. A lot of this is about balance. Bad communication. This is huge. If you cannot communicate properly, then you probably are having a lot of relationship issues, and it's going to lead to this toxic cycle in a relationship.
Yeah, communication's the, like, biggest thing.
Yeah, like the pinnacle of a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. You aren't being your best self. And let me tell you guys this too, which I don't think I've ever said this on the show, but I think I told you that one time when I was dating my ex, I went on a double date with him and a friend and her boyfriend at the time. And she told me the day after the double date that her and her boyfriend were talking about me and my ex.
As we all did.
As everybody did.
Behind your back.
And she literally was like, yeah, like the date, the double date was nice, but you are so vibrant and he is so not. So it's very confusing why you guys are together.
Dulls you down. Like you had to like dull yourself down around him a little bit.
No, 100%. So you aren't being your best self. I was not being my best self because like you said, it's like I had to fucking water down beauty chicky. Like
kind of like when I dated the high school drug dealer who smoked weed all day long. I wasn't really in my most productive era. So I can't say that was good either.
Speaking of not being your most productive era, people are noticing the negative change in you.
She never hung out with me anymore. That's such a lie.
That's a lie. That is a
not
lie.
Not as much as I may have liked. And like, I wanted to come here whenever I wanted.
But like, people did pick up on the fact that I was just definitely not as fun. Thriving.
And she was saying some bullshit. Like, I'm in my housewife era. I'm like, come out and get a drink with your friends. Nobody cares. Like,
yeah, no, it was kind of rough.
I was like, you're not in your housewife era. You're 23, bitch. Get up. Like, oh my God.
24 now. Don't get it twisted. Feeling like you have to walk on eggshells around them. This is a biggie. Yeah. My ex actually said this to me once. He said that he felt like he had to walk on eggshells around me.
That's so fucking
because
funny.
Because I was being a crazy girlfriend because he cheated on me. Oh my God, no wonder I have to walk on eggshells.
Why are you being
me
so crazy? Oh, well, you're fucking 17 women as we speak. So
yeah, literally.
And mind you, we only know about the one girl.
Oh yeah, there's gotta be more.
I don't even want to know. I really feel like you don't.
I will put on the record, he did not sleep with her and they did not kiss until we did break up, but she thought it was really fucking weird how he didn't make a move on her for 2 months and then all of a sudden he just starts making out with her in June. Like, out of nowhere.
Love this girl and love you.
Right.
But how did we not... I'm going to be so nice.
No, like, it's...
He didn't kiss her for 2 months. Why was she going on dates?
And then you know what she said to me, which actually I was like, wait, that happened to me too. She goes, yeah... Didn't kiss me for 2 months. And then our first kiss was like a full-blown makeout session in my bed. He kind of just like harped on me and started making out with me. I go, oh my God, that's how our first kiss went also.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like this romantic, nice thing.
So special.
Right? Wow. Ooh, it's a dream. Yeah. My life is a movie.
My life is a movie.
Yeah. Anyways, you're always blamed.
Always.
Blame game, baby. Unsupportive.
Hated the podcast.
Yep, love.
They always do. They always hate the podcast.
Always, I wonder why.
I don't get it. I love the pod. The girls love the pod.
I don't get it.
Why do the boys hate the pod?
I don't get it. You don't want to be talked about, then don't be a bad person.
Yeah, period.
Like, easy.
Big it's always one. The cheaters that hate our podcast. It's a pattern.
Wow. Love I wonder pattern. Why. The next one is a biggie. Controlling behavior. If they're being controlling.
Yeah. That's a big one. Always a fun one.
Lack of trust - being dishonest and lying. Relationship's going to be toxic if you have that lack of trust because you're fucking running around like a monkey. Like, it's just like fucking chaos. And then the lying. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, that's never a good thing for a toxic relationship, you know?
I used to lie to work bay a lot.
Okay, so Lily was in the toxic relationship.
Oh,
Lily
was the toxic. Me and Workbay's relationship was so toxic last year.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was really so fucking horrible.
Toxic. We were horrible to each other.
No, because we're
so site. Oh, we're Leos?
Oh, they're both Leos, yeah.
Wait, what were you going to say? Because we're what?
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 I don't know what I was going to say. Did okay. I say something? I said, you were the one that said you guys were Leos.
You said because we're...
Oh, was I going to say something? I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
Guys, that was painful. That was literally painful.
Anyways, feeling more stressed than at ease. I always say if it's easy, it's right. If you're way too stressed out because of this person, and then feeling drained.
I can't believe I just said that.
I lied a lot. That's like that audio was like, I talk a lot.
No.
I lied a lot.
I say that to Ryan every day. I go, you talk a lot.
Maybe you're the pathological liar. Maybe.
Oh my God, I lied like a rug. I'm sorry, Workfay.
But the thing is that
I was on my
potion.
Like,
you fully admitted to it.
I fully. And he did too. Okay. But I was on my whole shit. Like, for real. No, for real. Like,
back
I'm like,
in my day.
Yeah. I'm blocked by a lot of people now. Like, things have changed.
Times have
but
changed.
But now we trust each other and it's like, oh my God, it's so relaxed. It's so relaxing.
Well, that's what I said. If it's easy, it's right.
I'm not like, who's that?
Yeah.
You know, like every time his phone dings, like everything's fine. In any given moment, he could go through my phone. Everything's
if
fine.
If it's easy, it's right, baby.
He used to be like, Lily, can I go through your phone? And be like, oh God, no. God, no. God, don't do that.
Don't do that.
You don't want to do that.
Anyway. You are outing yourself so hard.
I don't care anymore.
It's fine. Times have changed. Times have changed. All right. Can you fix a toxic relationship is the question.
I did.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
But you definitely cannot always.
No, it really depends on if both parties, if both people are really willing
that's why we're your
to
muse.
Make the change. Well, see, no, you're,
oh.
Oh, what, my life coaching journey? I thought you were saying, like, oh, that's why we're your muse, like, insinuating that I was gonna, like, fix the toxic relationship.
No.
Oh, baby.
No. Wait, we're not bad anymore. We're fine. I love him.
Next week, I'm like, we're together. Yeah, Lily inspired me. No. Don't do it. Anyways, yeah, it depends on if both people are like willing to recognize their faults and then actually
which was so
put
hard
the
for
action
me.
In.
I'm such a Leo. I was like, I've literally never done anything wrong in my whole life. And
you're
then like
killing me.
Finally in February, I was like, oh my God, I lied so much. I'm so sorry.
I'm a piece of shit.
Literally horrible. And he was like, I'm also a horrible person. And we were like, okay, let's both go to therapy. So we did. And
see, but literally, take responsibility for your faults and don't play the blame game. You guys both, you know, we're just like, shit, we're shitty people. We should fix this. And then you did.
Also, if nothing changes, like, that expression's like, if nothing changes, nothing is ever going to change. Like, you have to, like, you can't just get back together and then expect the relationship to not be toxic. Like, we were like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do therapy and this, and this. And we're not going to get back together till like, you know, a few months and see how it goes. Like, you have to really work at it. Like, if you're both like, wow, we're liars and terrible people, you can't just like get back together and be like, it's going to be different this time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be different this time. You're still a liar. So you have to go to therapy.
Yeah. Or at least fucking work on it with each other. Work on being open with each other. Here's the thing. If you can't do that and you can't fix it, how you gonna break out of it?
Mm.
So, we actually did a whole episode on how to break up. Kind of recently.
Because you bitches are weak with the breakups, man. Everyone needs to buck up and dump him.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it seems.
No, it's not. But,
yeah,
I'm gonna yell at you so that you do it.
Right. We did a whole episode on how to break up. And we actually talked a lot about it. I do that all the time. I do that all the time. These shelves need to be taller.
What, am I you now? Like, I'm just getting a concussion.
Bonk. Yeah. Wait. Dakota sent me, you know, Remy Ashton or whatever her name is. I haven't seen her in so long.
Oh,
she got a concussion like this week or something and posted about it on Instagram. And Dakota sent me her post and goes, oh my God, she's trying to be you so bad.
She wants to be you so bad.
She wants to be you so bad.
That's my new favorite thing to say. I'm like, Christina, you want to be me so bad? She's like,
literally.
What? I just ordered the same drink as you.
Right.
We like obsessed with me.
Fucking Margot Robbie came out with a gin brand and we're like, oh, she wants to be us so
no,
bad.
No, why are you literally obsessed with me,
You're
Margot?
Obsessed with me. Margot?
Like,
come on, Margot. Anyways, all right, yeah, so we did this whole episode on how to break up. You guys should totally go and listen to it. It's really good. But realize that the breakup might not go as smoothly as you anticipated. It never does.
It never does.
They never listen to me. Realize that you did everything you could and heal your guilt. Like, forgive yourself. Like, literally with a toxic relationship, if you've done all the things to try and fix it and then you decide you want out, like, really forgive yourself. Be like, you know what? I tried and this is just it's coming to an
We're
end.
We're talking about, like... I'm sorry, I'm so crazy. We're like, don't be toxic, like whatever. And I'm like blocking his girl best friend from seeing my story so she doesn't see this episode.
We're talking about don't be toxic and we have a whole show about being toxic.
It's actually funny. And I start the episode by being like, I was so fucking mean to this girl. Yeah. Like, you guys, look.
Yeah, don't be toxic. Meanwhile, like, I'm going to out you.
I'm like,
what? A guy that Lily used to hook up with, she discovered, blocked her on Instagram.
Why do you do that? Today. Like, but my theory is that his girlfriend
long time
did it.
Ago, but
oh my god, years ago. But he blocked me, and I was because I saw him in someone's story, and I was like, cute, he's in town. Like, I hope I don't run into him. And I click it, and I'm like, oh, blocked, perfect. Love, 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 and like love his girlfriend it. Definitely did it.
Yeah,
can't blame her.
Honestly. Can't blame her.
He's a hoe, so anyway.
Yeah. Anyways, allow yourself to reset, you know, with the breakup. How to break out of it, like, you, not the only difference, but, like, the big difference between getting out of, like, a regular relationship and breaking out of a toxic relationship is that when you're breaking out of a toxic relationship, you'll do it with as much grace as you can, but you need to realize that it's probably not going to go as smoothly as you want it to. And you just have to rip the Band-Aid off and kind of face the music for like a week or two after. And it sucks, but really keep it together and protect your peace. Block them, whatever you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get into the signs you're dating a narcissist. Because this is like, you could be dating a narcissist and being in a toxic relationship are two different things. Lily was in a toxic relationship for a bit. Neither of them are narcissists.
Oh, very true.
Yeah.
I was like, was I? Oh my God.
Was I a narcissist?
Was I the narcissist? No. No, I was in terrible relationships, but they definitely weren't. They were good people, but we were toxic together.
Yeah, exactly. But signs that you might be involving yourself with a narcissist. Number one. Love bombing right away. The charm at the beginning.
Well,
the
so ready? I just want you to know this entire list in order is her ex-boyfriend. The love bombing.
Here's the thing. This list straight up in order is my ex. But I literally went on the internet and I found a bunch of clinical studies of signs of a narcissist. And I start jotting them down. And as I'm writing these all down, I'm like, my ex is every single one of these.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like...
Because if they just have one or two of the traits, you know, like they love bomb you in the beginning, that doesn't mean he's a narcissist, yeah, like necessarily. But it's like if they have all of them combined, like, they play off each other.
Therapy.
And, yeah.
Okay. They talk a lot about themselves and don't really ask you too much about yourself. Or they might ask you a lot about yourself during the love bombing phase to get you interested, but they talk about themselves. Lack of empathy. Lack of empathy. They don't really feel empathy towards people for things, like, whatever. Actually, I remember Miss Girly Pop. I'm not going to say her name, obviously. The other girly girl pop. Involved. Girly Pop.
You know the Girly Pop.
She actually told me, she goes, one of the things that really pissed me off about him was that she goes, like, I was out at, like, a diner one time. And, like, this guy came up to her and was being really weird and creepy towards her. And, like, made her feel super uncomfortable. And then she texted my ex about it at the time and was like, oh, like, I'm at this dinner, like, I'm at the diner, whatever. And, like, this guy made me feel, like, super uncomfortable. Like, I don't really feel at ease, all this stuff. He texts her back and just goes, well, did the food slap?
That's him to a T. Like, bro, he wouldn't even care if she got, like, hurt.
He wouldn't care if I got hurt, wouldn't care if she got hurt. Mm-mm. But anyways, lack of empathy, entitlement and ego issues. That's a big one. If they feel like entitled and like somebody always owes them something, you know, something like that, and ego issues. No long-term friendships. A lot of narcissists can't keep long-term friendships because.
Yeah. Well, that I will say this from the beginning was like one of the biggest red flags for me because like we kind of figured out that he didn't have any friends. And I was like, Christina, what do you mean he doesn't have any friends? Mm-hmm. And you were like, But because, you know, it was such an early sign, we hadn't seen any of the other sides of him.
Yeah.
You were just like, oh, you know, he's so busy with work and he's kind of new here. And like, oh, yeah, there was always like an excuse or a reason because he was so good at what he was doing to her that he always had like a reason for things.
Yeah.
But then put having no friends together with all the other things he did. It's like, you're weird.
No, like
you're weird.
Like no friends outside of like his job and outside of that like one bar he goes to, you know, I can name one friend off the top of my head.
Yeah.
That's it. But whatever. Anyways, moving on. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Using people for their own benefit. Duh.
Yeah.
Using people if you feel used. Talks about themselves as powerful or successful.
Loves to do it.
Power trip. Gaslighting. That's a very obvious one, obviously. Yep. They never apologize.
Never.
They'll never apologize.
Always flip the argument on you.
Yes, flipping the argument to make you feel like you are in the wrong. And then when you break up with them, they lash out. That's why I told you guys when I broke up with him, at first he would not say a word to me. And then he starts texting me all this shit like an hour after he leaves about like, I don't even know what. And it was insane. It was literally a mirror of himself. And then he comes a few days later to pick up his shit and he just starts lashing out even more. It was just like so ridiculous. Yeah. I was trying my best to just not feed into it because I knew it wouldn't do me any justice. And I just kept telling him that I'm like, I'm sorry about this. And I'm sorry if maybe you like felt that way about that. Like I was just trying to like, oh my God, like I'm sorry. Whatever. So that's that. Now, breaking up with a narcissist, because this is obviously, there's breaking up normally, breaking up out of a toxic relationship, and then breaking up with a narcissist. Breaking up with a narcissist is really, you know, similar to breaking out of the toxic relationship where, like, you know, the narcissist is going to do a few more things that you kind of need to be prepared for, which is A, make it seem like you were the relation, like you were the issue in the relationship. This is like one of those things where they're going to flip everything on you. Hey, maybe you did a few fucked up things. Maybe you were not totally innocent. I don't think I was totally innocent
Christina,
in this
relationship. You're the fucking worst.
Yeah, like,
like what?
You know, they're going to make everything feel, you know, like you are the issue.
Mm-hmm.
They might lie about the breakup, lie to people, all this stuff. And then the big thing, smear campaign. They're going to go around and tell people that you did this and that. And the next thing, like I said, my ex was clearly telling people that he broke up with me in February because I cheated on it. Like, you know,
I love
like
the
that.
Smear campaign, too, in New York City, like because he's like telling this to a bunch of people who have no idea who you are.
Yeah,
it's like,
they're like, OK,
that's great. You sound fucking nuts.
Nuts.
Like none of us know who this girl is.
Crazy.
You know, it's not like you're in high school and like you're spreading rumors about someone that everyone knows. Like no one knows her. So I don't know why you're spending your energy in that way. Like what the fuck?
No, exactly. And like I didn't want a fucking smear campaign on this kid. I have all the means to smear campaign on him. I'm not. I can use kind of full legal name. A little bit.
Totally.
But this is why we use aliases when we talk about people.
Well, yeah, we're not actually like fucking.
Yeah. Anyways. End it with as much grace as you can and try not to argue them on it. They will probably try to flip it at you. Stay in your power. Don't say things to feed off of it. Yeah, like this is literally what I just said. Like, you know, obviously you're good. When we broke up, he was trying, like he said, like all these things that like if I didn't have the willpower, I would have definitely fed into like him saying like X, Y, and Z about why I'm this like horrible fucking person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta just like kind of remember, you know, that this is the type of person you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Don't take it personal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, don't give them more chances. Don't give a second chance with these type of people. Cut ties, completely block everything. That's the thing. I didn't block my ex because originally at the beginning I was like, we're going to just follow each other on Instagram. We're going to stay kind of amicable, even though he literally like just went the fuck off of me. But I was still trying to handle it with grace. And then I found out everything I did a week ago and then blocked his ass. But that's that. And then obviously give yourself time to heal and forgive yourself. Like I've been saying, that's something that I'm really trying to practice right now is forgiving myself for all that has happened. Because, like, realistically, I know it wasn't me. And here's the thing. I'm not trying to say, like I said, that I was 100,000% innocent in this relationship. I probably did some shit that, like, pissed him off. Or maybe, like, there were definitely a few times where we had an argument and I started, like, screaming, like, a little bit. And, like, maybe I, like, lost control or something.
Dude, that's very, very normal stuff. That doesn't result in him having any right to do anything that he did.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's perfect in any relationship. Yeah. But, like, it doesn't mean that people can treat you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't care. Like, he could say about me that, like, maybe I was, like, fucking crazy because he, once again, he made me crazy because he cheated on me. But maybe he's fucking saying I'm crazy and he was checked out of the relationship, or he could come up with, like, a million things that does not excuse the cheating and the lying and all of that stuff. It's not an excuse. You don't want to be spoken about badly on the show. Don't do bad shit.
You know what? And he can call you crazy to anyone he wants. Anyone that has met Christina even one time would know that she's just like a normal, put together, great girl who would never just be crazy.
Crazy.
You're not a you know, you can tell someone who's off or whatever. We're the most normal, like, chill girls.
And like I said, we react. I know for a fact that my exes would advocate for me.
100%.
For a fact.
And do you think I want to be using my time and energy to be investigating on Instagram and putting things together and fucking blah, blah, blah? No, I don't want to do that. Yeah. And you've put me in the position where I had to.
Yeah, so where I feel like I had to because I was getting so much fucking anxiety over it and this and that, you know. So, you know, at the end of all of this, learn to forgive yourself. And, you know, if you are in a narcissistic relationship that you're trying to break out of, I am wishing you all of the best and the healing. Yeah, if you have stories, you feel free to submit them.
Well, no, like, I will voice memo you. Bye. Yeah. Like, we're here to girl.
Now that this episode is basically done, here's the thing. Speaking of advice.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Last week, we told you guys was going to be the last week of Toxic Confession. And then this week, we were going to get into doing our new advice segment. And then, you know, I've been going through hell and back this week. So then we didn't brainstorm a name. And then today we show up on the set and we were like, LOL, we don't have an advice thing to share, nor do we have a name for the segment. And we knew this episode was going to be long with all of this stuff and it was going to be a very heavy episode. Therefore, we are skipping it for today. But you guys know we're doing a new advice segment thing, like no more Toxic Confession. We're doing some sort of advice segment. So submit whatever you need advice on through the Instagram DMs at Gin Toxic Podcast. And we're going to start doing them next week and we're going to come up with a name, obviously.
Yeah, I'm excited for the advice column because, like, those are my favorite DMs to get.
Yeah.
So, like, more like, like, the Toxic Confessions, love you guys, but sometimes I'm like, okay, that can never be shown to anyone. Moving on swiftly. So I'm hoping to get more, like, advice DMs.
You know, although even if they are as fucked up as they are, still send them. No, I want to read them, it. Please. Okay. I want to read it. I want to know.
I'll get a DM from one of you guys and I'll, like, be sitting at a dinner table and I'm like, you guys all have to hear this right now.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. No, literally, I'll be, like, with my friend. Like, I'll be with fucking Big Jeans or something and be like, yo.
Yeah.
No. Look at what this girl just DM'd me. Like, it's so funny. We, like, say, obviously, you're, like, things are confidential.
Oh, but, we,
like,
don't say your name. I would never, like.
We're not saying your names. What if we're her friends? We're like, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's just as crazy as me. Yeah.
No, literally. Crazy bitch. Like,
crazy ass bitch.
I love it. But anyways, that's it.
That was a light one. Just a little.
Sprinkle.
Just a little girly ketchup. Nothing really heavy.
Like, I cried. Like, it's
like ready to die.
Yeah, it's like going on midnight. Like, I gotta go to bed.
But I do just want to wrap by saying, like, I do know a lot of, and it's okay, women are always a victim in these types of relationships with narcissists. Okay. But there are some women, okay, that are out there that do repeat mistakes and put themselves in toxic situations, and sometimes it's like that friend that, like, you've given advice to a million times but she keeps going back to the bad acts. Like, those types of girls can be really frustrating, but I will say Christina is not that type of girl, so that's why, like, watching her go through this and, like, you know, hearing everything that's happened over the past week is very tough and sad, is because, like, Christina does not surround herself with people like this guy. Like, I loved her last boyfriend. Like, yes, it didn't end well, but, like, he was a good person with a good heart at the end of the day. And, like, I don't know, it just sucked to see someone like Christina go through this because it's just so out of character. She's just not the girl that should be a part of this narrative. Like, she's not the girl that should be, you know, having girls DM her. Like, it's just not who you are. So it's been tough to, like, watch that as a friend, because yeah. I do have friends that are, you know, like a little bit of a headache sometimes with boys and like always make the same mistakes. But like, that's just not Christina. So it just, it sucks when a guy does that to such a good girl. And if you have best friends that have like gone through shitty breakups, like it sucks for you to watch me go through my pain and, yeah. and you know, early last year. Like, it just sucks to watch your friend go through that. But especially someone where it's like, dude, you couldn't have picked anyone else. Like, you have to pick like the nicest girl who catered to you, like everything you ever gonna wanted. But it just goes to show that like a narcissistic boyfriend, like you're saying, you're trying to be easy on yourself and forgive yourself, like please know that if you're going through it, like don't feel stupid, don't feel like ashamed of your, like everyone has gone through that, and it's not until you go through it that like you learn the lesson.
Yeah.
And you'll never do it again. But it's like, it literally can happen to any girl. Like, it's unbelievable how these men over many months will manipulate you. And yeah. like, it's just, it's crazy. It's, but you just have to like, I guess, listen to shows like this and like hear the signs and like, I don't know, do the best you can and like lean on your friends as much as possible if you're going through something similar. So
yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Of course. This is shitty as fuck, but like at yeah. least you have some good ass friends.
Shitty, and,
like,
but we're powering through, baby. Yeah, yeah. Luckily I have. And I, you know, urge and you're you guys still to get entering one to a really a good
era. Like, you're not letting it like domino affect your life. You
know? I'm not letting it completely tear me down. Obviously, I had a real shit your feelings. Week. And yeah. Like, yeah. But no, obviously, it's only up from here. I now know the signs. I went through the terrible relationship and I'm ready to move along. So, yeah,
100%. Yeah. I honestly, like, it'll stick with you a little bit, but it also will like kind of motivate you in ways to just be like, I need to get past that era. Yeah. Just keep moving
and
forward.
I'm just gonna fucking like future relationships, if I feel like my gut is telling mm-hmm. me something, gotta listen to that gut, gotta ask mm-hmm. the questions, gotta, you know, like not hold back. So
yeah. And I will say, like, sometimes it's nice to date people that's like a friend of a friend, or like you know, yeah, like a friend of a friend, because, or like you meet them and you become friends first and then you date. Because sometimes if you just jump into it, like I say this because a lot of people are on Hinge, like if you just jump into something with someone that you don't really know anything about them, like as a woman, I'm always just going to like security and safety. Like you're yeah. saying how laying next to him at night, and like now that gives you the eebie-jeebies because you're like, I don't know this person. I don't know, like, obviously it's not always going to work like that, but it is nice to maybe try the whole dating a friend of a friend, or, like, going out in, like, a friend group and try dating that way, because it's scary out here as a woman, dude. You could be sleeping next yeah. to fucking anyone, like, especially if you're on dating
apps. I know that there was,
stuff.
I don't know if this is a real dating app or if somebody was, like, posting about it as a concept for a dating app, but I think it's, like, a, I don't know, like I said, I don't know if it's real or if it was a concept. I forget where I even saw it, but the whole premise of it is that it's a dating app, but the only way a guy can get on the dating app is if he has a nomination from a girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, like, if I wanted, for example, if Big Jeans wanted to be on the app, he would have to come to, like, one of his good, like, girlfriends, like me or, like, something, and be like, you know, could you, like, nominate yeah. me to be on this app?
Oh, interesting.
Because then it's like, you know, they're a good person. Like, you know, obviously lines can get blurred with that, but still.
No, of course. It's better than yeah. whatever. And then, like, also another good thing is, like, on Instagram, if you see that you have mutual. I did this a while ago. Like, I remember I was interested in a guy and I had, like, this random mutual with him. Or, like, forever ago, I was on a dating app and he gave me his Instagram. And I had this one mutual with him and it was a good friend of mine. And I texted him. I was like, hey, this is so weird. But, like, I think I'm going to go on a date with this guy. Like, what do you know about him? Is he a good person?
Yeah.
Or like, whatever. And, like, what if he had said to me, like, oh, my God, he's horrible, a total player.
Blah, blah,
or, like,
blah,
he's,
yeah.
you know, I've seen him at parties. He does so many drugs. Like, it yeah. could have been, he could say anything, but he was like, oh, he's a great guy. Like, so just, I don't know. As a woman, I feel like it's very important to
yeah.
do, if you can, obviously, you know, if you meet a guy at a coffee shop, go for it. But, like,
yeah.
if you can, try to just, like, look out for yourself in that way and do a background check, if you will.
Regardless of how you meet them.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you meet them, background check them.
Period.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's fucking
what a background
I'm
check, work bay. About to, like, go
Have
home.
You never background checked him?
Oh, no. I know all his crimes. Stole his mom's car.
Right. Battery. Like, you know.
What?
Battery?
Battery.
Like, Cardi B was just charged for battery for throwing a mic at someone.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, he's not charged for battery. Let's not spread that rumor.
He's not charged for anything. No. Wait, did he actually steal his mom's car?
Mm-hmm. He didn't get, like, arrested for it. Like, in a high school thing, you know? But before he had his license. on the expressway.
Okay, work back.
Bringing all his friends to a party.
So, oh, okay.
His mom called and said, where's my car? I'm not sure how he thought he was getting away with that.
Where's
one.
My car?
Where's my car? I'd like my car back. Thank you. You're 14. Like, what are you doing?
Damn. So anyways.
Bye, guys.
All right.
That was a lot.
Yeah, that was a lot. Make sure to go follow us at Gen Toxic Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. DM us advice.
Pray
once
for Christina.
What?
Pray for Christina.
Yeah, please. Send me all hashtag. Your love. Oh, my God. Don't do that. Be taken very wrong. Uh-oh. They're gonna think there's like actually something very wrong.
She didn't die, you guys. She just dated a narcissist. Like, it's fine.
No, literally. But yeah, follow us on all the things. DM us your advice. I'm going to bed.
I have work in the morning. Like, I'm fucked.
I have to edit this podcast in the morning. I go to Lily, if we finish the podcast at a decent time, I will edit it tonight. It is almost midnight.
What is not happening. I want to die. I'm not gonna get home.
This episode will be going up on Thursday, if you guys are wondering, but you're already at the end of the episode, so you know that.
Yeah,
like, okay, bye. Enough. Stop.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Could you ever shut up?